Welcome to the Banking Reinvented podcast. Every week, we discuss how banks can progressively modernize their customer journeys and model business operations around their customers. You're listening to Tim Rutten, and I'll be joined by Backbase CEO and founder Jouk Pleiter and other senior banking leaders from around the globe. Ready to unpack how to re-architect banking together? Let's get started. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Banking Reinvented, the podcast for changemakers. And today, I'm being joined by Alicia Stone.
Yes.
Senior technology leader at KeyBank. It's very good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you're enjoying your stay so far here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
And we're going to, first of all, maybe understand a little bit more about KeyBank. Mm-hmm. How would you introduce the bank? What's the focus?
Yeah, KeyBank is a regional bank in the United States. We're headquartered out of Cleveland, Ohio. And we are about $180 billion in asset size. We have commercial and small business and consumer clients that we serve across the region.
There you go. So not a small player per se.
Not at all.
No. I also learned that if you drive into Cleveland, Ohio, that there's one building. It's the biggest building of the city. I think that's you guys.
Yeah, right? We have a very big presence in downtown Cleveland and a very nice building, Key Tower.
So. Yeah, the Key Tower. The team told
right
me this morning.
Right off the water.
So. There you go. All right. Now for this episode today, we're going to be talking about banking modernization while serving customers in the era of AI. Meaning banking modernization is not per se a new thing, right? That's something that's been running already for many years, if not a full decade, if I may. At the same time, there's a challenge of how do you do this while you are serving your clients, right? Which is basically run versus change. Mm-hmm. How do you combine it in a way that still allows you to be successful? And on top of that, we stacked the wave of AI in the past year and a half. How does that all come together? How do you deal with those complexities in a way, which are both internal as well as external? They're technological as well as organizational. So there's a lot going on there. And I'd love to explore with you how that basically hits you in your day-to-day in the context of KeyBank. Because if I understood you correctly, you were basically leading the program in the context of KeyBank for the CIO. So you're actually the real person driving the change, if I may be so free.
Yes. So in our commercial space, we have several clients that we serve, and it's very important that we get it right. They have transactions that they're reporting that they're looking at. They are running their business based off the data that we supply them on a daily basis. And we understand that there is a need for us to be able to implement change and give them the tools and the functionality that they need by at the same time thinking about not impacting their day-to-day business. And as you can imagine, that is a very hard challenge for a bank that's been around. We actually just celebrated 200 years.
200 years.
Recently. So we've been around for 200 years. So you can imagine the amount of legacy applications and systems that we rely on a daily basis and thinking about how do we combine all that data and make sure that we're making it real and valuable to our clients while changing to meet the needs of a new customer. Yeah. And in the commercial space, what I mean by new customer is a lot of our customers are experiencing banking very differently in the consumer side. And so that is now their expectation when they go in as a commercial client at their company and day to day and have to get transactional reports. And because we've been around for so long, it doesn't look like your consumer site. Mm-hmm. So how do you make that change, make them comfortable with that change? Do that with thousands of clients while still providing the data that they need for on a regular basis. Yeah.
Reminds me of what one of your peers shared, Christine Martin from Everbank. She basically said, how silly is it that throughout your daily life as a consumer, you're still one human being in a way. You've got incredible applications to do your daily life tasks with, which now includes applications like ChatGPT and Perplexity and Claude and all the new wave, let's say, capabilities. And then the moment you enter your work life, you enter into a 90s screen.
Yeah, right? Take a step back, right?
You take a big step back.
Yeah.
And in a way, you're still probably interacting with those applications while looking at that work screen. Like something is off.
Yes,
big time.
Exactly.
Do you get that feedback as well from your clientele?
We do get that feedback from our clientele. And it's important as we think about things like Gen AI that hit very fast and are ever changing. So if you're talking about it today, you're already in the past, right? A lot of things are coming out on a daily basis and changing. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing that in your consumer experience. So to that point, you're on your phone, you can go to ChatGPT, you can easily access information. You get your work in a box. and you can no longer do that.
And so you're not allowed to actually play with AI.
You're not allowed to play with AI, exactly. Mm. And how do you unlock that for people and really get them access to data that will be valuable to them and that they interact with on a daily basis in their social life or in their consumer space?
So if I may, how do you unlock that in KeyBank? Are you guys already getting to an advanced level? Are you just getting started? Like, where are you on the curve?
I think we're in the middle of the curve. What we've been able to do over the last several years is really think about how do we put our data in a space that's accessible for the internal teammates and our external teammates. We've done a lot of work around embedded banking, allowing fintechs to access our APIs so that they can get to information and leverage our rails. So I think that's put us a little bit ahead in this space. It's allowed us to be innovative and thoughtful while thinking about, you know, how do we serve our clients in a good way. Yeah. I think we have a ways to go, being that I mentioned, you know, our legacy and really making sure we get it right. We've got some more experiments to do, more clients to talk to really figure out, you know, how do we get it to you when you need it?
Yeah.
That's the key.
Can you already use AI-powered tooling internally, or is that a no-go?
To a certain extent, yes. So we do have Copilot rolled out to the majority of the organization, and we're able to leverage that internally. We do use AI from like a predictive analytics perspective, automation, of course. We're really thinking about how do we serve our clients better and faster. And a part of that is really getting it right around where do they need us and when do they need us and how can we respond quicker to their request. Yeah. And some of that has been able to be unlocked by automation and AI.
Yeah. If I may speak on behalf of the audience, I think the current zeitgeist is very clear. Like, AI is the big thing. It is the paradigm shift that you need to step into. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. If you also look at the announcements of the past few days, not only Backbase moving into the space, but way bigger players like Microsoft and MasterCard and PayPal and what have you. Mm-hmm. They're all making the big move to really put AI at the core of their offerings and the core of their capability going forward. At the same time, if I'm listening to the floor here as well, there's a lot of excitement, but there's also the reality check that it's not that simple in banking when it comes to the guardrails, the compliance, the regulatory framework. Like, there's all of these illities, as Brian Schnellman on stage was just calling them. Like, you're looking for that agility, but at the same time, it needs to be explainable, or explainability in this case. Mm-hmm. You need to have the right guardrails, it needs to be observable. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that conversation is currently happening in the industry. What is your take on that? Like, do you feel already confident in that conversation, or is it similarly something like, yeah, we're just getting started, we're trying to wrap our head around, where do we actually start?
We're just getting started. I think we're really trying to wrap our head around, like, how do we get this right? How do we set the foundation so that it can be scalable for any use case? So I just talked about, like, you know, yesterday it was Gen AI, next thing it's going to be something else. And how do you prepare yourself for that? I think we're just getting started in the sense of wrapping our head around where's the best use case and the most impact.
Yep.
And understanding how to apply that to our daily task to really be something meaningful.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are trying to figure out, you know, how to unlock that key, right? Yeah. So we're in that space for sure.
There's a lot of learning happening on the spot.
On the spot, yeah. Right away. Yeah, the teams are excited. You feel the innovation, which
right?
is good.
There's one of these sayings in Backbase that you just need to be one day ahead of the market,
yes,
to outpace the market. And that holds true universally. Mm-hmm. And it starts with a growth mindset, learning, really embracing these tools, embracing these capabilities in your daily life. As an example, right now today, I'm consistently working with a tool called Whisperflow. It seems like a silly tool, but what it does, it allows me to just talk to my laptop and talk to my iPhone with a very advanced, let's say, AI speech recognition and large language model combined to it, which means I'm not typing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get way more output into my prompts. Basically, you have a conversation back and forth with the different, let's say, ChatGPTs and Perplexities that I have, which allows me to go once more, twice, three times as fast. Silly example, very tiny. Massive change for my daily life,
yes,
already.
Yes.
And then we're not even talking about agentic AI right now, where agents do the work on your behalf. That's maybe for later down the line. Now, if it's okay with you, let's move a little bit towards what are the building blocks, mm-hmm, right? So you mentioned you need to put the foundation in place.
Yes.
There's also very much where the philosophy of a player like Backbase comes in. Like, what are the foundational building blocks that you have from a technology perspective to actually unlock growth mode or to unlock the opportunity that AI brings to the table? Given where you operate, I think you have a bit of a view on what do you need to have in place to be successful?
you need to be able to have in place a playground, like an area where people can actually go in, have access to data that's across the organization. So in our situation, we're looking at how do we put all of our commercial data in one spot.
Like a data lakehouse.
And allow our teams to build analytics off of that, build agents off of that, work with partners to understand how we can be thinking about things differently, who's doing what in the industry that we're not thinking about.
Yeah.
I think all of that comes into play, and you have to really think about getting the data right. And once you have that data lake and you get that data right, I think the next building block from there is really going in and understanding where do we have problems today? What problem are we trying to solve? And then after you understand the problem you're trying to solve, really think about how do we get everybody locked arms around how we're going to go about solving that problem, and being okay to fail. I think that's one thing that we struggle with, and I think a lot of other companies struggle with, is while we're learning, it's okay to not get it right. That costs money. It costs money though, right?
Mm, that's so, risk, maybe.
It's risk. There's risk. There's factors that come into play, security risk, risk across the organization if you get it wrong. And the fact that you're using resources and it costs, right, to do these things.
Is there a career risk?
Definitely, yes. Yes, you put yourself in the line on a daily basis, especially if you're very passionate about what you do and really making sure that we're the first, like you mentioned, being ahead of the market. That's risky. And so if you're leading that and you're driving that within your organization, there's definitely a career risk and a risk to owning that. But I would say lean into it.
I'm with you. I think it's the opportunity.
Yes.
And indeed, to that point, if it feels uncomfortable, you're probably acting at the right level.
Exactly.
Right? If you're making others feel uncomfortable because you have pace, because you have a certain vision, then that's probably the right thing to do. But then again, it does come with a risk. If I look at the audience here in Backbase Engage here in America, in Scottsdale, these are the change agents. Yeah. Like, they're stepping up. They're literally putting their career on the line to make the move, mm-hmm. which is very similar to when omnichannel or mobile banking or the cloud became a thing. There were a few people that stand up, they get the mandate, they have the passion, they drive it. Same thing happens today. It's just a bit more complicated because the concepts are new and it's very hard to wrap your mind around it, at least a year ago. Mm-hmm. I think every week as we progress, it becomes way and way more clear how fundamental these changes are when it comes to predictive analytics, predictive AI, generative AI,
yes.
how that plays into the mix and how agentic AI ties it all together and basically rewires banking completely from the ground up. So exciting times, right?
Exciting times. You're so right. Leaning into it is important. I think that helps you drive your company forward. So yep. You need these change agents that are willing to lean in and drive forward. And I think what's important is it's going to be scary, but keep pushing through.
There you go. All right. Then we go to the last question of the show for today. And that is yourself being a practitioner for many years in the context of KeyBank. You're driving this day to day, right? You're working with the teams, you're looking to make progress, you are driving a certain level of the transformation, which means you also get all the roadblocks, which means you also learn the hard lessons. That is not just technology, it's also how do you deal with your internal culture, the hierarchy, maybe political context, any of the above. If there's one thing that you would tell yourself, let's say your 3 years ago self, What would be that one thing that you would say that's really going to help you go way faster or maybe even have more fun in the work that you're doing?
Yes, I would say design for the customer journey, not for the org chart. And what I
outside in.
Yeah. What I mean by that is really making sure that you are keeping the customer in mind and centered, always going back to that and understanding why you're making a change and communicating that out to the team, to the stakeholders and to the executives, making sure that you have that buy-in. But I think what's really important is we all tend to talk to people and understand their day-to-day interactions. Even when we talk to our customers, we talk to internal partners to understand what they're doing in the system on a day-to-day basis. And we're siloed in our thinking. We're thinking about what is that one person doing and how do they do it today, right? If you're not thinking more broadly in that end-to-end journey, you're missing out, and you're really going towards the destination and not enjoying and thinking about that journey to get there. And what you end up doing is you're listening to a leader or a certain person who's currently in position, and you're coding and designing for them and their organization. And at the end of the day, that siloed approach impacts you because that leader may not be there tomorrow. It may be a new person that comes in and has a whole different way of thinking. But if you keep the customer first and what they're going after and the problem that you're trying to solve and really understand that, I don't think you get it wrong. Anybody could come into that position and you have solved the true problem. You're not designing for that current business process. You're not designing for that current org structure. You're designing for that customer and their journey.
Clear. So customer first also has a hatch to internal change, to new leadership.
Yes.
Because the customer doesn't change.
Exactly.
I like that approach. It's a new way of looking at that, let's say, statement that is often made, being customer first.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's a strategic choice.
Right.
To also make sure that it's not about internal dealings as much. Although still, you will be fighting that regardless, right?
You definitely have to make internal stakeholders happy.
Yeah, you have to.
They understand what you're doing and why.
Yeah.
And that you see the value and the benefit. I think a lot of times we miss that, right? Like me being in technology, I really have to think about what is the business benefit and how do I talk to a leader that's a leader of their business and their sales team and really is working towards a certain goal? How do I get connected and partnered with them on that goal so I make sure that we're both successful and I'm talking to them in a language that they can understand?
It's a lot of internal campaigning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're basically championing the cause and building buy-in and so forth.
Yes.
Clear. All right. I think we're going to go for the wrap-up then in this case, Alicia. All right. We spoke a bit about banking modernization. What are the building blocks that you should bring to the table? I think there we mostly focused on bringing all your data together, which supposedly means you need to integrate everything into one single platform to bring it all together with the right controls across the board. We also spoke a little bit about the AI opportunity and the excitement that is currently around in the AI wave that we're in the middle of. Maybe one of the key highlights of what you shared was people are really excited.
Yeah.
They want to step in. They want to learn. You need to facilitate that learning. You need to, as my CEO says, let 1,000 flowers bloom. Like give them the possibility to actually go for it. It's a career risk. It's a career opportunity. Like you figure out where you are on that spectrum. And then lastly, you spoke about the leadership learning that you've had so far, which is very much outside in. Mm-hmm. What is the customer really looking for and how do you organize yourself around that to make progress?
Yes.
Anything that you would highlight before we wrap up?
I think the last thing I'm going to highlight is really making sure you have the right partners. I think in my journey in this space, ensuring that you've got, whether it's technology, whether it's a consulting firm, really making sure that you've got an outside perspective, that you're not just talking to yourself. Because that can
like
be
in an echo chamber.
Yeah, like in an echo chamber, that can be very dangerous. And also, I think it allows you to really see the capabilities that maybe you're not thinking of and take advantage of what other people have built, right? So you don't have to do it yourself. So I think
don't
that's
reinvent
thing
the
I
wheel.
Would add. Don't reinvent the wheel. Exactly.
There you go. Thanks for sharing, Alicia. Thanks for spending time with us and
Thank
being
you.
With us here at Backbase Engage Americas. And looking forward to seeing you again in the future
Thank
when
you.
There's more exciting stuff to update on.
Yes, very exciting. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. It was
Thanks.
A pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Banking Reinvented, a podcast by Backbase. Make sure to follow both Jouk and myself on LinkedIn, where we will be sharing key insights about our journey towards modernizing banking.